This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Jeff Bezos is well known in technology circles for being able to spot a lucrative opportunity. That little online business he founded back in 1994, Amazon.com, is now one of the biggest tech companies in the world. The smart money takes what Bezos does seriously. So he gave them all a shock today when he said he's buying the Washington Post for $250 million. That's right, $250 million for a newspaper that's been suffering huge circulation declines and saw a 14% drop in earnings last quarter. Rick Edmonds is a media business analyst at Poynter. Hi, Rick.
It's good to be with you.
So Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, this seems like kind of a weird marriage. Did this surprise you?
Well, I think it surprised everybody, including investors, people who follow the business fairly closely as I do, and certainly people who work in the newsroom. But it makes some sense once you think about it.
Well, why does it make sense? Explain that to me.
Well, I think the key point is that Mr. Bezos, being an extremely wealthy individual, can take as much time, invest as much money as he thinks appropriate to sort of manage this transition of the business to a digital era. But it's taken so long and the progress has been so halting that it's very hard for a publicly traded company like the Washington Post Company to justify that sort of investment and time frame.
Let's talk about the Washington Post's financial health. Give me an economic snapshot of how they're doing.
Well, they've operated close to break even for a number of years with their revenue declining, I think, for 6 or 7 years in a row now. So, of course, that necessitates cuts to their staff and some of their other operations. And they've also been relatively aggressive in experimenting and investing in the new kinds of things, some of which work well, some not so well. So it's really not a much of a story for investors. And the company has been able to do that as well as it does because several of its other divisions, local broadcasting and cable particularly, have been very profitable during that time.
Well, this has been a big week for newspaper sales. The Boston Globe is being purchased by Red Sox owner John Henry.
Right.
What's going on in the newspaper industry? Are these purchases going to change the face of it?
I think so. It's a question I can't answer right now of whether, you know, there may be events 3 and 4 in this series. But I do think it's a kind of a next chance, a restart for these two companies. And yeah, at the end of the day, I think it's pretty good news for their readers that you have a patient owner with deep pockets who's answering, you know, not to what Wall Street investors want to do, but to himself.
Rick Edmonds, thank you so much for joining me.
Good to be with you.
If the idea of a tech giant like Bezos buying an old media property like The Post is making you scratch your head, you can read all about it on our website. We've got all sorts of documents released by The Post this afternoon, including letters from publisher Catherine Weymouth to the paper's employees and one from Jeff Bezos himself. It's all at marketplace.org.